Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 82, and we're doing verse 1.
God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment.
And here, verses 6 and 7.
I said, you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men you shall die and fall like any prince.
Hallelujah. So we see here that God takes counsel among the gods. And he says, you are gods. He's talking to mankind, sons of the Most High, all of you. And that is the heart of God. Malachi tells us he desires godly offspring. Ephesians says that we were predestined before the earth was even made. God predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. So God's idea for man has always been mighty and beautiful. And then when in showing us what he predestined for us, in showing us the life of Jesus from a baby to a young man to a mighty father, overcomer, he showed us, he gave us a picture, he has spoken to us in Jesus. In the past, he spoke through the prophets and the apostles, but in his last days, he's spoken through Jesus. So God's idea for man has always been beautiful and glamorous. And we can see it also in the birth. When every child is birthed, he says, he formed us in the mother's womb, and the days ordained for us were written, yet none of them took place. So he had a future, a plan in mind for each and every person, and then what to grow up to be like Jesus, which is to be like the Father. Because Jesus listened to the Father in every way, stayed obedient to the Father's leadings, and so he experienced that, the beautiful resurrection life, the life of a child of the Most High God, and that's what God has got for in store for all of us. We can see it so beautifully in John chapter 10. Jesus has just done a powerful miracle, and in John 10. Where is that? Yeah, down here. They want to pick up stones to stone him. And then he says to them, I've showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, it's not for the good works that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? So you see, God's idea for man has always been beautiful and glamorous. Ephesians 4:13 says that, you know, when we come to Jesus, make him our Lord and our Savior, and he says we got prophets and the apostles, and we take hold of those teachings. The Bible says we grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And he actually says, to a true man in the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So can you see, that's God's heart. But that's not what always happens, because there is an evil one. Here in John 10, verse 10, we can see it. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. So that is why, you know, it's so important to hear the gospel that God's got a plan. He made you, he birthed you for a plan. You come from your mother's womb, he's been there, he's got plans for you. And most of all, Jesus has come and brought about a way for all of us to come back home, back to the heart of the Father, back to the plan that God has got for our lives. It's a scripture in Jeremiah that says, puts it this way, the way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man the ability to direct his own path. So we can see our ways, they're either going to come from Jesus, who comes to give life and abundance, or they're going to come from the devil. And your ways will then determine your path. So it's so important. This gospel needs to be told. that people, God, mankind, has God made to know Him, walk with Him, and be His children on this earth, and to rule this earth. This earth was made for His children to rule, and He has done everything to bring us back to that heart, to the heart of the good things that He's got in store for us. Also in Psalm 137, this is 137,
Nine.
where 100
39.
139, He says, and he says, you formed in your mother's wombs, and He also says, and He has got thoughts towards you like the sand on the sea. So there's so many good thoughts God has got for us, and we can only tap into it through the new birth, through the Holy Spirit that writes the laws on our hearts and our minds, and then obedience to what the Spirit leads us to do. So no, brothers and sisters, it's so important. God has got beauty in store for you. But this passage we're reading in here, you're going to see, we're going to go through everything step by step. He starts off, He says, you are God, and then He ends off in it. He said, you're God, but then He says, you're going to perish like mere men. And Paul tells us as well, we are not mere men. So you mustn't act like mere men, because God has always got a big, glamorous, beautiful godliness available for us. But what happens, many gets deceived to take hold of ungodliness. And so the whole thing is to know the gospel, know the goodness, that God has got goodness in prepared for you, and then to just stay in relationship day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.